You're listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM, and this is KYRS Local News. I'm Brooke Nicholson. The Colville Confederated Tribal asked the public for comment on adding an eminent domain amendment to the tribal code, according to the Tribal Tribune. According to the tribe's Office of Reservation Attorney, the tribe has, quote, never relinquished its sovereign authority to exercise eminent domain on the reservation, the north half, or any allotments wherever located. Eminent domain is the authority of the tribes to condemn or take property for public purposes, unquote. The two items for the proposed new chapter include acquisition of necessary easements or rights of way for green space, habitat and natural resource corridors, flood prevention, etc., or any other use that is determined by the council to be necessary for the economic security, political integrity, or health and welfare of the tribes. The deadline for public comment is April 23rd. Exploding targets will continue to be allowed during wildfire seasons on Idaho's state lands after legislation to ban the explosive items failed in a narrow margin, according to the Spokesman Review. The bill was rejected last week 35-33, despite the wildfires caused by the target shooters. Supporters for the bill stated the ban on state lands would coincide with the prohibition of exploding targets on federal lands. Those who voted against the ban stated their vote was cast for gun owners and the prevention of more regulations for Idaho residents. In our next story, measures in the Washington legislature seek to relieve some people in debt. A House bill, HB 1602, would address the amount of interest can be charged on collection after a court judgment, which is currently 12% and the highest in the nation. Here's Eric Tegahoth of the Washington News Service with more. You've been listening to KRS Local News at 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. KRS Local News has seen support today from the kitchen at Second Harvest, offering their Kids Spring Break Cooking Camp and Ventures in the Kitchen, April 1st through the 4th at the kitchen at Second Harvest. Information and registration online at secondharvestkitchen.org. KRS Local News receives support from Attica's Coffee and Gifts, 222 North Howard Street in downtown Spokane, near the Carousel, and just down the block from their other store, Boo Radley's. KRS Local News theme music is from bensound.com. To send us news tips or comment on our show, our email is news@krs.org.